Joining me now is Peter Burrows. He is the author of Backfire, Carly Fiorina's high-stakes battle for the soul of Hewlett-Packard. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, let's just talk about this. In 2002, there was a lot of opposition to the Hewlett-Packard-Compaq merger, but Carly Fiorina pressed ahead. Why did this become so controversial?
I think it had a lot to do with HP's status as kind of the most sort of beloved and admired company in the technology business. This is a company that was founded in 1937 and set like most of the trends for every sort of technology company that came afterwards in the way they ran the business. Very progressive company that introduced sort of everything from cubicles to profit sharing. It was also the first company founded in a garage, sort of the first Silicon Valley startup. So I think just the importance of the company, and I think also the characters that were involved. On the one hand, you had Carly Fiorina, who was this very stylish and charismatic CEO, kind of a larger-than-life celebrity CEO. And on the other side, you had the son of the deceased founder of the company, Walter Hewlett, who was kind of her exact opposite, very sort of quiet, cello-playing guy who sort of out of nowhere came out and really fought this deal. And so it was just an unbelievable corporate drama.
Well, was it her sort of celebrity CEO reputation or style, or was it that she was a woman, you know, clash of cultures?
I think it was mostly clash of cultures. The gender issue obviously came up because she is the sort of highest ranking female executive in the world, or was. You know, I really don't think that was really the issue. HP had always had very high ranking female executives. In fact, the other candidate for the job was a woman, Ann Livermore, who is still there. The biggest controversy was the deal itself, I suppose, because most people felt it was not a good idea. HP has a very profitable printer business, and then they also had a struggling computer business, mostly selling PCs. And Compaq was really about Carly Fiorina's idea that she could turn that lousy computer business into a great business by doubling it in size, when Walter Hewlett was saying, no, that's wrong. We need to focus on innovation, which was always what made an HP a great company. Let's focus on where we're strong, where we make a lot of money. You know, if you focus on where you make a lot of money, you have a lot of profits that you can put back into R&D, and that's the way they should have gone. So I think it was controversial from the start. Clearly, the market knew what it thought about this deal. When it was announced, the stock plunged by 17% almost immediately. When Hewlett came out against the deal a few weeks later, almost that entire loss was wiped out, you know, when the stock jumped up.
So it really came down to that merger.
Yeah, absolutely.
As far as her losing her job.
Well, she got 2 years to get it right. And the company did everything it could to sell that merger to investors and put out a lot of very promising numbers about how the financial performance of the company would improve, and just didn't deliver. And it's been quite a while now that investors have lost faith in Fiorina and in that merger. And finally, I guess the pressure got too much.
Of course, now there's a lot of talk about mergers with other companies. Is it possible that buying Compaq was a good idea? It was just the timing was bad?
Conceptually, you know, sure. But in reality, not really. The fact of the matter is they did a pretty good job in executing it, probably largely as a result of the pressure that was brought to bear by Walter Hewlett and kind of all the spotlight that was shown onto this thing. It just really amounted to doubling the size of a lousy business. And if you look at the company 5 years ago when Carly Fiorina was brought in versus the company today, it's really pretty similar in terms of where are they doing well and where are they not doing well. The only difference being, instead of a $20 billion computer business that's struggling before she arrived, now it's a $40 billion computer business that's struggling.
Peter Burrows, thanks very much.
Sure thing.
Peter Burrows is the author of Backfire, Carly Fiorina's high-stakes battle for the soul of Hewlett-Packard, speaking from Alameda, California. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.